Welcome to a Sunday morning on Southwest Kansas Focus. We are certainly glad to have you along. Lots of information comes your way this hour. I'm farm broadcaster Lori Williams, and joining me today will be the news director for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Tim Boulware. We've got lots of information. Stay with us right here on Southwest Kansas Focus. And we welcome Linda Miller into the studio with the Garden City Community College ESL coordinator. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Well, I know that you have some classes that are coming up. You have registration that's ongoing. Let's talk a little bit about that, because this is for the adults.
Yes, it is for the adults. It's the adults that English is their second language. This gives them the opportunity to learn English for jobs, as well as learning the community, how to live in the community. Most of these are ones who work for agricultural, and a little bit of English helps them go a long ways as far as jobs.
Absolutely. Now, how long do these classes last, and when do they go?
Well, we go all through the year. However, the sessions last about 3 months, and then they test, and that gives them the opportunities to go to the next level. And then after we go through four levels, then we are able to put them in college.
That's great.
Yes.
Now, when we're talking about the classes here that you're getting ready to hold, are these day classes? Are they night classes? How does that work?
Both. We try to fit them into where they fit with their schedules as far as their family and work. They can come in the morning at like 8:30 for a couple of hours, or at 11 for a couple hours, or in the evening at 6:30 for a couple hours. However, orientation, which is coming up October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, that's only once in the morning, once in the evening.
So actually, it doesn't take that long. It's just like a couple hour session each
sure,
time.
Sure. It's 2 hours for 4 days a week.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Now, you have, as we mentioned, registration that's going on right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Can they call, or do they need to come into the office?
They need to come in and fill out an enrollment sheet.
Okay. And when they do that, then they're registered for the October 1st and 2nd orientation.
Yes, ma'am.
And then classes will start when?
The next Monday.
Okay. So it starts right after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's real quick.
All right. Now, how long have you been doing the ESL, Linda?
Oh, I've been doing it for about 6.5 years now.
Okay. When we're talking about English as a second language, not only Spanish probably, but we have other languages that come
oh,
in.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. We have a lot of the refugees coming into town, Somalis, Burmese. We even have some of our Vietnamese that have decided to come back and learn more English. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we have quite the selection of cultures.
Do you have a teacher for each one of those languages, or one that maybe speaks several languages?
No, we speak English. Uh-huh. And they're learning English, so they speak English.
Okay.
So it's quite the challenge sometimes for our teachers. Mm-hmm. However, it works quite well.
Now, do they, if they don't speak any English at all, will they bring someone with them that does speak English sometimes?
No. Well, at the beginning,
just to
get them ready. We do have translators that uh-huh. help us get them started, and we make sure that they understand what they're supposed to understand as
right.
far as making sure of all that. But then once they get into the class, we say flood them with English mm-hmm. and so that they can learn English.
Now, is this the reading of English as well as the speaking? I mean, are they going through both segments at the same time?
Yes, okay. they are. Yeah, we try to teach it all. And in fact, we even listening comes in, you know, some as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can't do it without the other one.
Yeah.
But yeah, we try to get them to where they're capable of going out and living in the community.
Mm-hmm. Tell us again, Linda, what they need to do, when they need to do it, and when these classes are.
Okay. They can enroll anytime. They do need to come to our building. We're across the street of the college in the old Out West building at the Access and Opportunity Center. They can come in there and enroll, and then come in for orientation October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and classes will start the following Monday.
Okay, and if they have questions, how can they get a hold of you?
620-805-9050.
Linda Miller, thanks so much for making time with us.
Thank you.